Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All the theaters in New York have been closed for months, but Off-Broadway's highest honors were announced last night in a virtual presentation of the 65th annual Obie Awards. Among the winners were the musical A Strange Loop and its creative team, which includes choreographer Rajah Feather Kelly. He's been the go-to choreographer for Off-Broadway plays, including two that have won the Pulitzer Prize. As Alexandra Starr reports, Kelly has created a niche for himself, the dancer who helps playwrights tell stories.
Rajah Feather Kelly grew up in Fort Hood, Texas, where he and his sisters would dance on the front porch of their home. But he was passionate about a lot of things.
I was deciding between dance and theater a lot. Like, I started doing theater growing up, and then I switched to dance in high school. But then I also did speech and debate because I loved doing that.
Kelly launched his career at the age of 20 when he founded his own dance company, The Feather Theory. MacArthur-winning playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins caught one of his performances and thought he was doing something unusual.
I think a lot of movement artists, for them, movement is the kind of end-all, be-all of the aesthetic experience. But I felt that with Rajah, the movement was actually a piece of a palette, and that actually he was thinking more broadly about what movement was, what a body in motion was.
Jacobs Jenkins' plays often explore racism and identity. He saw similar strains in Kelly's performances.
There was something happening about identity that I thought was sharing territory with investigations I felt some of my colleagues in the theater were also carrying out at the time. And I think I said to him pretty early, I was like, I think you're supposed to be doing theater.
Jacobs Jenkins collaborated with Kelly on two plays and made introductions to other writers, like Jackie Sibley's Drury, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning Fairview. There isn't much dancing in that play, but movement is an important part of it. In the opening scene, an African-American family is preparing a celebratory birthday dinner. The mom is cutting up vegetables as she listens to music. And then she starts moving her hips and lip-syncing. Kelly says he wanted to bring to mind stereotypes about African-Americans that would be recognizable to anyone who's seen The Jeffersons or Black-ish.
Where you're like, oh, this is how Black people relate to each other as told by popular media. That we look at that and we're like, oh, yeah, look, she's having a good time. She's boogieing. She's doing her dance. She's living her full life. And you're like, yeah, but is she? Like, how do you know that that is what she wants to do? How do you know that that is who she is? I think we, as in a culture, have been trained to see Black women and Black men act this way.
The second half of the play forces the audience to examine those preconceptions. Kelly says he's been called in to work with playwrights who feel that what they want to express needs more than words.
And I sort of felt like a problem solver in some ways with these works. So concepts and ideas and ripping something apart and looking at all the pieces is something I am really fond of and really love to engage with.
When the work calls for more traditional choreography, Kelly will add leg kicks and finger snaps, as in the off-Broadway hit A Strange Loop. It's about a young gay Black man who aches to write his own musical.
I am a Disney usher. I'm barely scraping by. My discontentment comes in many shapes and sizes. When I wake up each morning, I tell myself to try. I tell myself that I will make no compromises.
You write musicals?
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you seen Hamilton?
Kelly says that in order to help bring out the story, he drew on his observations of the cast.
And so a lot of the movement for me was about getting to know the wonderful ensemble and pulling it out of them, being like, let's turn up the volume on your behavior. Let's, you know, be your full self. And then let me design that and stylize that so that you're constantly dancing through the whole show.
Kelly recently worked with actor Janelle McDermott on the show We're Gonna Die by Young Jean Lee. McDermott says she appreciates Kelly's collaborative approach.
Rajah really encouraged finding what joy looked like for me. So there are a lot of moments in the show that were not necessarily pieces of choreography that Rajah gave me, but moments he was like, yeah, dance, have fun. What do you want to do? I want people to see you. I want you to have fun. When you're not having fun, I can tell. And that doesn't work. And that's really incredible and such a huge gift and a challenge.
That's a theme in Kelly's work. He doesn't ask performers to make unusual shapes with their bodies or master intricate footwork. His choreography comes from his observations of people and how their movement can be used to tell a story.
So I worked with these people on just like, how do you look at the body in space? How does the body present, represent? So it's really a study in behavior. And that for me is very exciting.
Kelly's next project isn't a play, but a dance performance, re-examining the movie Dog Day Afternoon. He's going to tell it from the perspective of the trans character who's hoping to undergo sex reassignment surgery. For NPR News, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.
The same old story, lurching after glory.
I'm not going to stop asking until I get an answer, son.
And I fall short.
I want you to like my writing, my music, this show.